You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Billy Idol here on WPFP 103.1 Trail Mix with White Wedding to start the 7 o'clock hour. Greg Gunderson here with you in the very first morning show on Trail Mix here live from the WPFP studio. I'll be checking in with you a couple times every hour. We've got local news and weather twice an hour. It's a gorgeous 33 degrees or so out there right now, 7:07 a.m. Thank you for starting your day with Trail Mix. I'm hoping to brighten that up each day. If you start your day with Trail Mix, brace yourself. I'm here every morning, 6 to 10 from the WPFP studios. Let's get you some more of the 80s, 90s, and now here on Trail Mix. Catch me in the afternoon over on WCQM, but in the mornings, I'm a Trail Mix guy. Here's Timbuk 3, The Future's So Bright. I've got Duran Duran. I've got Natalie Imbruglia all coming up next for you on 103.1. And sometimes I hit the wrong button. This is the fun part. You get a human being in here, you get human being goofball mistakes. Here's the Timbuk 3 for you.
Things are going great, and they're only getting better.
Trail Mix 103.1.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry.
I'm cold enough. pretend my ship's not sinking, and I'll tell myself I'm over you, 'cause I'm the king of wishful thinking. I'm the king of wishful thinking.
I'll get over you, I know I will.
You made a hole in my heart, but I won't shed a tear for you. I'll be the king.
That was Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam with Head to Toe. You're listening to WPFP 103.1 Trail Mix. Gray here. I'll be hanging out with you 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every weekday as you get ready for the workday and get that workday kicked off. We're talking local sports and some wider sports, too. First of all, big shout-outs to Rib Lake and Prentice Boys Basketball. They're going to meet in a sectional meetup. That is an awesome rivalry, a double upset this past, I believe it was Friday, both of these teams played. Rib Lake took the win over number one seeded Mellon. That was number four over number one. And Prentice, number six, took the win over number two seeded Bayfield. That'll lead to a matchup between Rib Lake and Prentice. Of course, they share the co-op football team, or used to, not anymore. So kind of a friendly rivalry there, but that's going to be an awesome matchup. Got to figure out where that's going to be played, because by rule, sectionals can't involve a home game. So that game was going to be at Prentice. Basically, somebody didn't think Prentice was going to win that one. Now they got to figure out how to handle that. In wider sports, the big news in the NFL is Geno Smith being traded to the Raiders, but that might matter a lot for Packers and Vikings fans. Why? Because Geno Smith becoming a Raider opens up quarterback spot on the Seahawks. Word is Sam Darnold, former Vikings quarterback who has yet to extend or create a new contract with the Vikings, is very interested in that new Seahawks open quarterback position, because they'll probably pay him well to be their bridge quarterback and maybe their quarterback of the future if he can really keep it put together like he had for the Vikings last year. So, who becomes quarterback for the Vikings? Is it their heir apparent, J.J. McCarthy, or is it recent public enemy number one in New York, Aaron Rodgers? Lots of rumors going around that Aaron Rodgers might be the next starting quarterback, if only for a couple games. Do you kick the tires? Do you let him start while you figure out whether JJ can do it in the regular season? Start with Aaron for like three games if you can get him cheap enough, and then boot him. Let JJ take over and prove he's got the stuff. Keep Aaron around just in case. Oh, man, it's going to be, I'm very interested. Vikings going to be my second team this year. Always a Packer fan, but hey, it's an interesting year to be a Vikings fan. You guys might do some really interesting things and make some really interesting bad decisions. Let's get to some local news here on WCQM. Look at the weather coming up at this beautiful day. It is the 7 o'clock hour. You're listening to WPFP.
103.1 FM.
The Bucks lose to Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Cavaliers, the first place team in the Eastern Conference, beat the Bucks at Fiserv Forum, 112-100. The Bucks committing 17 turnovers. How did that happen? Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma.
I think how we played offense and we played on our heels a little bit, not playing aggressive, not being decisive, probably got to us a little bit.
College basketball. The Badgers women's team coach, Marissa Mosley, is out after four seasons at Wisconsin. Her overall record, just 47 wins and 75 losses as the Badger women's head coach. Football, receivers Davante Adams and Seattle's DK Metcalf have found new homes in the NFL. The 32-year-old Adams will sign a two-year deal worth $46 million with the Los Angeles Rams, while the Seahawks will trade Metcalf to Pittsburgh for a second-round pick. The Steelers agree to sign him to a five-year contract worth $150 million with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and these are your local news headlines with Austin Brume. Catkins is pleased to announce that they now have open hours once again. Those hours are Wednesdays through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Mondays by appointment only, and Sunday and Tuesday they are closed. They would like to remind you that you must be 18 or older to visit the shelter by yourself, and if you're under 18, you must be accompanied with a parent or guardian. And in order to have a meet and greet with a specific animal, you will need an approved application on file and an appointment made to do so. If you would like to fill out the application during open hours, Catkins can help you with that, but they do ask that you give them up to 72 hours to process the application, though they do try to do it as quickly as possible. To view their available animals and to submit an application, you can also visit their website, catkinsanimalrescue.org. They would also like to remind you that if you would like to surrender an animal, you must have an appointment. Catkins is nearly always full to capacity, and they do need to plan ahead for any intake. If you need help with an animal, they invite you to email them at catkinsmanager25@yahoo.com. I'm Austin Bermay, and these have been your local news headlines on Trail Mix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 60 this afternoon, but the wind out of the southwest gusting to 20 to 30 here through the day. Tonight down to 18, we have a cold front that's going to come through. Tomorrow will be sunny, colder, not as windy, 37, but we'll be back into the 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
Music, news, and information. You bring the peanuts and chocolate. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I'm feel it, baby. I get two.
You can listen to Trail Mix 103.1 on your phone. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone today.
I listen to it on the app.
Pop in your earbuds and start listening today on the Civic Media app. Right mix for Park Falls and Butternut. This is Trail Mix 103.1. 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP, Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.